CSRN News. I'm Keith Peters reporting. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin is apologizing for how he handled his cancer treatment and hospitalization. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
Speaking to reporters at the Pentagon, Austin acknowledged that he shouldn't have kept his prostate cancer diagnosis and hospital stay a secret.
We did not handle this right, and I did not handle this right. I should have told the president about my cancer diagnosis. I should have also told my team and the American public.
Austin said he never directed anyone on his staff not to tell the White House and takes full responsibility. He also apologized to the president, who has maintained confidence in his Pentagon chief. Greg Clugston, Washington.
10 Oregon Republican senators who staged a long walkout won't be able to run for re-election, according to the state's highest court. Correspondent Haya Pajwani reports.
The state Supreme Court said that the GOP senators who walked out to stall the legislature last year can't run for office again. They were attempting to stall bills on abortion, transgender health care, and gun rights. The court's decision upholds the Secretary of State's call to disqualify the senators from the ballot under a 2022 measure trying to stop boycotts like this, where a lawmaker can be barred from re-election if they have more than 10 unexcused absences. 5 of the 10 lawmakers sued over the Secretary of State's decision. Senators Tim Knopp, Daniel Bonham, Suzanne Weber, Dennis Lindegum, and Lynn Finley. The boycott lasted 6 weeks, the longest in the state's history, and stalled hundreds of bills. I'm Haya Panjwani.
Senate leaders are attempting to push forward a deal to pair new policies at the southern border with wartime aid for Ukraine and other American allies, but they'll have to overcome heavy skepticism from Republicans. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 369 points, the Nasdaq rose 197, the S&P 500 advanced 60. This is SRN News. Senators blasted the CEOs of social media companies on Wednesday for the harm their products are doing to America's children. But one evangelical leader doesn't think much will change.
The big question is, what in the world are the senators going to do? It's one thing for Republicans and Democrats to show bipartisan concern and a bipartisan awareness of an emergency, but how is that going to get translated into legislation that can be signed into law by a president and actually see the light of day? What will actually change?
Dr. Albert Mohler of the Southern Baptist Convention says it's time for parents to take action.
You need to ask yourself a very hard question, and that is, how much do you actually know? I mean, really know about the social media activities of your own children and teenagers.
Some experts say moms and dads need to bar their kids from using social media entirely, even if that's an unpopular decision. More at albertmohler.com. There's a newspaper strike.
More than 200 reporters, photographers, and other staffers with the Chicago Tribune and six other newsrooms around the nation held a 24-hour strike Thursday to protest years of slow-walk contract negotiations and to demand fair wages. The strike includes 76 members of the Chicago Tribune reporting staff, photographers, and some editors. It's the latest recent strike in the U.S. news industry. The striking workers are employees of Alden Global Capital, a New York hedge fund that has been buying up newspapers across the country. John Scott reporting.
The Republican-led but closely divided New Hampshire House rejected three abortion bills Thursday, refusing to either further restrict or protect abortion. Current state law prohibits abortion after 24 weeks of pregnancy, with some exceptions. More details available at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting.